I'd like to offer a warm welcome this afternoon to Dumbartonshire Concert Band, conducted by Robert Baxter, here at the Scottish Concert Band Festival 2019 National Finals in Perth Concert Hall. Thanks so much for making the journey today up the road from Dumbartonshire to Perth Concert Hall. I hope your journey was trouble-free and that you'll get back okay as well. So I'm looking forward to an interesting programme this afternoon. We're going to start with Movement 3 of East Coast Pictures, New York, by Nigel Hess. Warm welcome to the conductor, Robert. Wonderfully exciting start to the programme. Lovely crisp playing, crisp articulation, nice flowing woodwinds together there on these long lines and runs. Solo lines there, saxophone, oboe. Nice contrast and dynamics too. Well played. Well managed their currents to slide. So this is quite a hustling, bustling piece, and you're managing to create that effect very well. Really crisp and clear articulation. More horn there. You're certainly creating the dynamic shapes necessary here. Wow. Some really beautiful shaping and phrasing there. What a lovely clarinet choir sound. Lower brass, very well played there. Holding it together, our tempo. Great. Rising and falling dynamics. Very efficiently done. Confident piccolo work there. And the chromatics. Well done. Some very tidy percussion playing there. What a team. Underlining everything the band's doing in percussion. Well done. And we're getting a really good build here. Building. That was very well judged. The pause. Nicely handled. Lovely timbre there. The horns and the lower brass. Building now. It's going at a favourable pace, isn't it? Well done, clarinets and woodwinds. Moving around the instrument. Chromatic, well done. Well, that was a stunning performance there of New York. Very well handled. Very mature sounding band in terms of tone and timbre. And now to Mountain Time. Handled there, flutes and piccolo. Not an easy key to hold the intonation on with open D flats, etc. But you held that together very well. Nice vibraphone at the introduction as well. Into the modulation now. And lovely warm spread from the middle of the band, the lower brass. So we've got quite a few counter lines and lines running parallel here. Everything's sounding fine in Perth Concert Hall here. Can hear everything very clearly. Very gracefully handled. Nice crescendo. A fine trumpet work, actually. That's a massive tutti section here. Nicely balanced on the piccolo there. You're there and you're present, and that's enough, and that's very well done. Thank you. lovely balance and blend there from Piccolo. Some really, really good dynamic shaping. It's really something when a band with so many players move together, follow the conductor to create this very special effect. Very well handled. That was magnificent. Well done. Well done, Piccolo. Now to Lake of the Moon by Kevin Hooban. A grade 4 piece. Grade 4 piece. Certainly looks very challenging. So I'm looking forward to hearing this. Very atmospheric opening, very finely controlled, creating a mysterioso effect. Definitely creating that sense of tension and anticipation. Beautiful Koronglai line coming through there. Saxophones. Nice to hear the saxophone featured on its own, in its own right. So often the saxophones are in the middle of the musical sandwich, as it were. I think some very slight intonation issues may be creeping in there, but it's nothing to detract from the performance, which remains very atmospheric and full of mystery. Articulation there. I think it's maybe the nature of the concert hall that these things possibly need to be exaggerated a little bit, but I can certainly hear that you're trying to create that effect. Some tricky clarinet playing there. These little lines, well handled. Intriguing piece. It's certainly taking us on a musical journey as it unfolds. An atmospheric piece of music that conjures up the very name, Lake of the Moon. Some tricky saxophone work there, well managed. Yeah, nice section there with the trumpets and the clarinets together. Piece of film music in a way. It has so many contrasting twists and turns. It conjures up quite a kind of visual images in the imagination. It's almost though it was written to accompany something. Nice clarinet choir here at the Adagio 170. I can see that you're working very hard to hold the intonation. You're a good job. Lovely solo flute work from the piccolo player there, this time on the flute. nice little alto saxophone solo there, and I can hear the oboe as well now. So these solo lines are coming through nicely in Perth Concert Hall. Dynamics there, the rising and falling. Well, almost something kind of maritime or nautical about it. well, Lake of the Moon. But very well played here. Controlled dynamics. Individual lines coming through. Bassoons there, a little duet. Back to the saxophone solo, or duo rather. Well handled there. Slight intonation issues here and there, but it's nothing really to detract from the performance. A good transition into a new tempo. The climax is coming, we can feel it's building and building now dynamically. Very well done, Dumbartonshire Concert Band, conducted by Robert Baxter. Taking a well-deserved bow. Thank you again for coming to Perth Concert Hall, to the SCBF Festival, and that was an enjoyable, entertaining and challenging programme. Thanks very much. Thank you.